Okay, we're back with the Fit Tip TV Finance Show here with Tim Harrison, who's Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, unlike the weather, I'm bright and bushy-tailed. It's Monday after all.
Right, okay. Well, you've got a couple of situations for us to focus on to start the week. What are they?
Well, it's a relatively quiet week in terms of major corporates reporting. Most of them have already been out of the closet, so to speak. We're looking at two sort of interesting names this week. We're looking at Merlin Entertainments. Obviously Alton Towers, Madame Two Swords, etc. And also Boohoo, the online retailer, which China, I know you love to hate.
Yep.
Firstly, Merlin, obviously today, tomorrow, they're in front of the Crown Court in Stafford, reporting or the health and safety concerns that have arisen over the accident last year, which cost a couple of people some quite serious injuries. That being said, obviously a lot of their business is Madame Two Swords, a lot of their business is Legoland, which have benefited post-Brexit. Furthermore, 70% of their revenues come from outside the UK. So benefiting from a weak pound and increased tourism into the UK on the back of that.
So the shares have bounced around, I'm just looking at the chart here, the shares have bounced around 20% from the Brexit low, let's say, June the 24th. Is that as bad as good as it's going to get, or what's your view?
I think, to be honest with you, pretty much every stock worth it sold has had a decent push. I mentioned on Friday, obviously, Sports Direct, JD Weatherspoons, which have obviously done very... JD Weatherspoons has done outstandingly well post-Brexit. A lot of companies do look overextended. That being said, I think now that the initial or the mumblings with regards to the Brexit's doom and gloom have continued to sort of fade away, I think we can start to look at real fundamentals once again. I think Merlin Entertainment, it's not a company that a lot of people will know a great deal about, but I do think they are built on very solid foundations.
So maybe it's something to buy on a dip, bad news, this sort of thing.
And just tuck away. It's a growth story as they continue to grow across the globe. Opening more parks, etc. It wouldn't surprise me if they continue to forge forward.
But literally, the world's their oyster. They can just franchise out the Madame Tussauds and Legoland and this and that. We can take it everywhere. You know, China, well, here, there, everywhere. So
exactly So it's an endless business. That being said, obviously they are pretty expensive to go into a Madame Tussauds, for example. So they've got to make sure that if they are going into the lesser affluent economies, that their price point is accurate.
But money's no object if you're a parent who's struggling with, you know, little children who are bored. You know,
go and stick them in front of a waxwork of David Beckham.
Exactly, and that's it. So that's just, you know, any price will do. Right, the other situation is Boohoo.
Yeah, I've highlighted a number of times over the last couple of months the retail space, obviously Next, AB Foods, etc., etc. We're looking towards looking through their statements and seeing where their growth and opportunities are coming from, and it would appear that online seems to be doing very well. Now, Boohoo simply is online, a bit like ASOS, a smaller, slightly more attractive stablemate, if you like. Again, they upped their guidance in August, so they have done very well. They continue to do well. Shares reflect that. But I think they could come out with a decent set of figures later this week. Furthermore, we do see the rebirth or the coming again of BHS, which goes live on Thursday, which is now backed by the Qataris, Almana, who have got a very, very good stable of brand names in their portfolio. So I think it brings a lot of interest back to the online space, and I think Boohoo could be set to continue to push forward.
Fantastic. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments, thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.